It's August 21st, 2026. Bitcoin just punched back through $70,000, and oil is set for its second weekly rise in a row. Here's what's moving. So Dev, big picture, where do things stand this Friday morning?
A few things are pulling at markets today. Oil is the clearest one. As CNBC reported this morning, prices are heading for a second straight weekly gain. And the driver is the U.S. ramping up economic pressure on Iran. That's kept energy stocks well supported all week.
And Iran is the same story we've been tracking for a while now.
Right. The Hormuz stalemate hasn't gone away. It's just getting louder. The other big move overnight is crypto. Bitcoin is back above $70,000. That's dragging crypto-linked stocks up with it. You know,
what about the broader market? Rates, stocks, generally?
Look, the Treasury market is still a quiet tension point. There's been real uncertainty about how much the government can credibly manage its own borrowing costs. We'll get to that. Stocks overall are mixed, but not panicking. Energy and crypto names are the standouts today.
Got it. Let's go deeper on the biggest story. Bitcoin back above $70,000. Dev, why now, and why does this matter beyond just crypto fans?
So this move is confirmed and picking up real momentum. 70K isn't just a number. It's a psychological threshold. The last time it held above there, it kept going. What's interesting this time is the companies tied to crypto are spiking too. Think exchanges, crypto treasury companies, mining stocks.
So if you own stock in companies that hold Bitcoin, you're feeling this.
Exactly. It's not just for people who own Bitcoin directly anymore. Coinbase, for example. There are two separate stories developing around it right now, both about whether its profit margins can hold as competition grows.
Interesting timing. Crypto surges and the questions around Coinbase's profitability heat up at the same moment.
That tension is real. More volume on an exchange sounds like good news. But if fees are getting squeezed by rivals, a Bitcoin rally doesn't automatically mean a great quarter. You know, the market is starting to price both sides of that.
And for a regular person just watching all this?
Honestly, the thing to watch is whether this level holds over the weekend. Crypto moves fast. A sustained break above 70K would be a meaningful shift in the story.
All right. What else is gaining steam or cooling off right now?
Samsung is one to watch. There's a shareholder return story gaining traction there. Buybacks, dividends, that kind of thing. It's well established enough now that the market is paying attention.
That's interesting, given everything going on in the chip space.
Completely. And on the cooling side, the Treasury credibility story is still live, but the urgency around it has plateaued this week. Not gone, just less acute than it was.
So Treasury nerves are background noise today, not the headline.
For now.
Let's steelman the other side of the Bitcoin story. Dev, make the case.
Here's the thing. So 70K has been a ceiling before. Every time it's touched that level, sellers have shown up. And the Coinbase margin pressure story is a real warning sign. If the most visible crypto exchange is getting squeezed, that tells you competition in this space is brutal.
But doesn't a Bitcoin rally lift all boats?
It can. But rising prices attract more players, and more players means more fee competition. The rally and the margin squeeze can happen at the same time. That's the uncomfortable part.
What should listeners be watching going into next week?
Two things. First, whether Bitcoin holds above 70K through the weekend. Crypto can move hard when traditional markets are closed. Yeah. Second, oil. If the U.S. tightens the screws on Iran further, another leg up in energy prices is possible. And that feeds into everything from gas prices to inflation expectations.
Big week ahead. Keep your eyes open. That's Narrative Daily for August 21st. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. Narrative Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.